My Little Human, Chapter 4, Discussions. When Summer opened the door, she was met with the sight of a manic unicorn pacing back and forth, a stone held aloft in her magic. A Pegasus stood a meter or so behind, her tired frown morphing into a concerned wince when she caught the homeowner's eyes.
So, I'll throw this rock through the window as a distraction while you kick the door open and make sure that, Twy, you find Anon as quickly as possible. We don't know how many ponies are keeping him here or what threat that they pose, so be on the lookout. He'll probably be, Twy, pretty terrified, maybe even traumatized, so we need to be patient and calm. Remember what I told you, humans are, Twy!
The human turned to her friend, brow furrowed and ears tilted back.
Rainbow Dash, please don't interrupt. If we want to ensure Anon's safety, we have to—
The Pegasus was frantically pointing towards the doorway, and the unicorn spared a momentary glance, if only to shut her up. As she turned her back towards her friends, the unicorn's eyes widened in horror, as she looked back at a very peeved and very tired Summer Showers.
Oh.
She flung the rock away from the house and desperately straightened her mane, a friendly grin plastered on for good measure.
Hello, miss. How are you tonight?
Summer maintained her deadpan.
Can I help you? Well,
She pawed at the ground, nervous eyes shifting between Summer and her friend. She gulped.
We're from the Celestial Church, and we want to talk about—
The Pegasus stepped in, unwilling to watch the unicorn make more of an ass of herself.
The human lives here, right? Rainbow! Yes, he does.
She raised an eyebrow.
What's it to you?
As the Pegasus inhaled, words half-formed, and the unicorn ran up to Summer and grabbed her by the shoulders, their muzzles pressed tightly together.
Where is Anon? Please stop touching me.
She let her go, backing up two steps.
Where is he?
Summer looked over at the other Pegasus.
Is she all right? Mentally, I mean. Well, Twy hasn't been diagnosed with anything, if that's what you're wondering.
She scratched her head.
She's not usually this insane. Right.
Summer shifted her attention back to the unicorn.
Do you promise to remain calm? Yes.
Summer knew, in her heart, that the unicorn wouldn't live up to this promise, but didn't have the energy to call her out on it. And so, with a sigh, she moved aside and beckoned them in with a hoof.
Alright. Come on in.
The unicorn belted through the doorway, disappearing around a corner to the sound of ecstatic giggles. The Pegasus slowly exhaled.
I'm really sorry about all of this. She's a big fan of the show, and, well...
Summer raised a hoof.
I get it. Just try to keep her in line, alright? That's why I'm here.
Making their way to the living room, they were met with the sight of Anon in an armchair, arms crossed and face torn between an amused grin and disgusted grimace. The unicorn was bouncing around him, her eyes closed and smile wide.
Oh, you're real! You're real! You're real!
One would hope so, yes.
She gasped, a notebook and quill materializing before her and floating in a lavender aura.
I have so many questions! How did you get here? And when did you get here? In episode 15, why did you—
The Pegasus coughed.
Oh! My name is Twilight Sparkle, and it is an honor to meet you.
She did a little curtsy and pointed towards her friends.
This is Rainbow Dash.
Dash coughed, and Twilight sighed.
The fastest flyer in Equestria.
He couldn't help but chuckle.
A pleasure. I'm Anonymous, but I suppose you already know that.
Twilight nodded.
And this is my wife, Summer Showers.
Summer jumped onto his lap and gave him a kiss.
It was an oddly theatrical gesture, but they both knew that the unicorn had some sort of infatuation with Anon, and so made an effort to tell her that he was already taken.
Twilight, seeing this, visibly wilted, and Dash felt an odd combination of sympathy and relief. She felt bad for her friend, sure, but figured that Twilight would understand the state of affairs and move on from her frankly unhealthy obsession.
That's nice. I'm happy for you.
Twilight gave a small smile as she hopped up onto a couch opposite of the armchair. Rainbow settled next to her, and the four sat there for a bit in silence. The only sounds were their breathing and the ticking of a clock. When the kettle whined, Anon stood up and went to the kitchen, coming back soon after with a tea.
So, what can we do for you?
Twilight snapped from her daze.
Pardon?
What can we do for you? I figured you came here for a reason.
Well...
She scratched the back of her neck.
I just wanted to meet you, I guess. You're my favorite character in the show, and... Yeah.
Fair enough. He rubbed his eyes. It's a bit late to be doing much of, well, anything, so why don't we figure out something tomorrow?
She gave a vacant nod.
Okay.
They headed back through the front door, and Danan made sure to lock it. After waiting for a minute or so, Summer prodded his leg.
Are you sure that's a good idea? She seems a little... out there.
Danan grabbed one of her ears and rubbed it between his fingers.
It'll placate her. She managed to find us in less than a week. Lord knows what she'd do if we pissed her off.
She sighed.
Just... be careful, alright?
Don't worry. I can handle it.
On the other side of the door, Twilight was fuming, heavy hoofsteps creating holes in the dirt road that led to the inn.
I can't believe it!
Dash turned to her.
What? She stole him from me!
She blocked her with a wing.
Twi, please, don't do anything stupid.
Twilight scoffed.
It'll be nothing stupid, Rainbow. I just need to show him that I'm better than her. What's a Weathermare to the personal student of Celestia herself?
Dash raised an eyebrow, and Twilight blushed.
No offense.
I really hope to God that Twilight doesn't straight up kill Summer. I highly doubt it's gonna go to murder, but... it's possible. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my non-murderous donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryanny Dragonwolf, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, and Teal K. Anderson. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.